Kurt, tell me where you're from and in the business that you do.
I'm originally from Ohio. I moved down to North Texas 10 years ago, and I am a farrier. And that is different from a blacksmith or just a horseshoer. I kind of get more into the science of shoeing and the correcting part of it. So,
well, I imagine at a show like this one, was business good? Let me ask you that way.
Oh, business this year has been extremely good. I had all that I could handle, I'll say, for this year anyways.
So you set up out here. We're in one of the barn areas, and people, how do they know to come find you? And do you do any outreach to people, let them know that you're here?
Actually, I've been doing the shows for quite a few years now, and they know that you're going to be here for one thing, and they try to keep us set up in the same area year after year. So the people just pretty much know where you're at, and the one thing I try to do is put a sign out front to let them know at least which general direction and stuff. So it's pretty easy to find us. That's one nice thing.
Well, since I don't know a lot about what you do, what would be one of the main things that people who are showing here come to you for?
Well, to start off with is just a basic good shoeing job. You know, they like the work and everything, so there's people that will just wait to get to the show to have you just do the basic jobs. I mean, leveling out the feet, putting on the right shoes, getting them at the right angles, and getting the horses to move well, because since it is the Nationals or even at the Worlds, you want the horses at their peak. Other problems you see are horses that just go lame after being here for, you know, the week or whatever, and on the concrete. They feet do have tendency to get a little stingy, and then you just come across all kinds of other different problems. So.
What would be something that would present a special challenge to you?
I think probably any horse that just comes in lame, you know, with being at the show, the people's traveled across countries, got a good sum of money wrapped up into this, and just about any challenge that comes along. The worst thing you want to see is a horse foundering at this show. I mean, that's pretty much the nail in the coffin for them, kind of say. But just about any kind of lameness, and what's nice is you work with the vets and everything else and pinpoint problems. And the greatest satisfaction I have is seeing a lame horse come in and walking out sound and making their class.
If somebody comes in and wants to have you shoe their horse, how long does a job like that take?
Well, here at the Nationals and Worlds, I always allow myself extra time. I'll tell them anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours, which seems extremely long, but also in that time frame, you've got horses coming in that just need to get a shoe tacked on because they're heading down to the pen. You got other people coming in just with basic questions and stuff. And, you know, I always try to be accessible to the public and, you know, answer questions. And people seem to like that.
Well, I know this show starts early and ends late. You must have a long day here then.
Well, normally we get here at 7 in the morning. We generally try to close up actually around 5, but there's been times where a 7 to 9 o'clock evening hours isn't unusual.
And you, I don't know exactly how many days, but you're here through the whole show then?
Yes. The show actually starts on a Monday. I'm here the Saturday before that, and I'm actually working Saturday afternoon. There again, just a lot of pulled shoes from being in the trailers and stuff, get those people taken care of. Sunday's when the actual work day begins, and then I'll be here till the last day of the show, which is 2 weeks later.
How many shows do you do like this during a year?
Right now, I'm just doing the Appaloosa Nationals and their Appaloosa World Show, which is in the fall. I've got a contract pending for a new show that's coming up. I also do two of the Appaloosa's organized trail rides, the Apache Land, which is the first part of May, and then their Chief Joseph Ride, which is a pretty historic ride up north in Idaho and goes into Montana and stuff. So those are nice challenges.
So do you kind of like specialize in the Appaloosa?
Yeah, I grew up on the Appaloosa industry, actually, ever since, I was young enough to just do walk trot. And I've just always been around the breed.
So when you're not doing a show like this, what do you do?
Shoe horses down around home. I do, you know, shoeing full time. And I've got a good clientele around the house and stuff. So, and it's a fun job. It's a fun job. I appreciate it. I did my years in a factory, and, you know, we need factory workers, but it just wasn't a job for me.
Well, it looks like you really enjoy and are passionate about the work that you do. And it's always fun to be doing something that you like to do. Well, thank you very much. We're here at the National Show in Oklahoma City. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.